Supporters and opponents of Regional Measure 3 agree the federal government is not making big investments in the infrastructure where Bay Area commuters spend so much time.
The president will come as no surprise. When it comes to infrastructure, he's lying. He has little or no interest in helping urban areas.
If we're waiting for Washington to write us a check to solve our transportation woes, I was just back there last week, you know, I think we're going to be standing around.
That's East Bay Congressman Mark DeSaulnier and the head of the Bay Area Council, Jim Wunderman. DeSaulnier is against RM3.
I have never opposed a transportation tax.
But he says this one will cost his bridge and tunnel constituents about $750 a year without providing them a fair share of the project benefits. Wunderman is one of those East Bay commuters who disagrees.
I live out in Contra Costa County, and the last regional measure paid for the Caldecott Tunnel's fourth bore. I cannot imagine what life would be like without the fourth bore. But maybe we should shut it down and remind people what it would have been like if they didn't pass Regional Measure 2.
Regional Measure 3 would raise tolls on Bay Area bridges except the Golden Gate by $3 over 6 years. It would raise $4.5 billion for things like new BART cars and expanded bus service along I-80. Gabe Metcalf runs the urban planning group SPUR.
It provides transportation investments for every part of the Bay Area, for people who take transit, people who drive, people who take ferries, for all of us.
Opponents argue RM3 represents a regressive tax on the East Bay.
And there are other funding sources. The legislature, and I support what they did, raised the gas tax by 12 cents, raised the vehicle license fee. All of the counties, except some of the Northern Bay counties, have agreed to tax themselves for sales tax. Those are places where these projects, in my view, are better funded.
To pass, RM3 needs majority support across 9 Bay Area counties. Jenna Lane, KCBS.